Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much.
Stay with me, but I only see you. Come here, baby, let me marry you. Show you all the love that you deserve. Promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby. I'm your future, I ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had, yeah. I will never hurt you. Do anything to make you cry. I will always love you. Even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? Cause you were my baby. Why? Cause you were my baby. When you smiled, I knew right away that my love for you never changed. Can't fight this feeling away. Me and you be endgame, but I know you're scared, baby. Trust me, I'm here, I won't disappear, baby. Let your guard down, come and take a chance with me. Yeah, come and take a chance with me. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? Cause you were my baby. Cause you were my baby. You remember when we'd stay up at night, exchanging stories about our lives. Tell you I got you through thick and thin. Take a risk, baby, give me your hand. I will never hurt you, do anything to cry. I will always love you, even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? You were my baby. Why? You were my baby.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. If you're already here and you desire to talk about it, press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links. You got yours. Let's give a shout out to the illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Tonight we're simply talking about hugs. And whatever hug you want to talk about tonight is the hug that we will discuss. I'm going to leave it open to interpretation for you. So, is it okay if I do my piece? Thank you. Romantic, sensual, passionately, steamy. Describe exactly how I like them. The way you embrace as I sink into your warmth of comfort with a smile on my face. Wanting to be in your sphere of existence. Waiting for that moment of serenity without suspense. Clinging to every beat of your heart. Forgetting that the world doesn't like me, and that's the part. The part that makes me just want to run home to me turning the key of the front door, hoping you'd come into view. As I turn the key and take a deep breath, I realize that the rooms are empty and there's no one left. I'm in my solitude, hoping and praying that this attitude I have can be comforted. Just a short one or a long one with the releasing of my sighs, but I can't ignore it. that what I want often doesn't really matter, because the echoes throughout the house just makes me madder. As a single tear streams down my face, I haven't won any race, because I sit all alone in my room staring at candles, just like the ghetto boys did 30 years ago. Present reality shows me that my mind is playing tricks on me, and that embrace I'm searching for just isn't there. Not here or anywhere. So even though I know how I like them, where will this hug come from? Romantic, sensual, passionately, steamy. Yeah, that describes exactly how I like them. And that's that piece. Hugs. Hugs are an amazing thing, especially when you love them. I mean, it's like a deep connection. Just, listen. There are all different kinds of hugs, but what's the one that matters the most to you? Let's talk about it. First artist on the mic, Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Y'all thought I forgot, didn't you? Yeah, my friend, the poet, that good boy. Yeah. Poetic Therapy with Standing Man Phillips. And then we've got the Soul Cafe, where she is one-fourth host. We have La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. Yeah, I thought you forgot. I'm like, which one are you talking about? Okay, all right. You got that.
I got you. It was good. That was funny.
Yo, that piece was deep. What did you say? Your sphere of existence? Oh,
yes, your sphere of existence. Yes.
Yo,
if you follow the path of the piece, I explained the kind of hugs that I like, and I went into great detail about them. But the reality is that I'm there to give me those hugs. So,
yeah. That's what made it pretty deep. But that line right there, them little words right there, I'm going to borrow them in something. That was all right. Wow. That was deep.
Thank you. So tell me something. What hugs will you be talking about tonight?
The kind of hugs that are like, they're healthy because they relieve stress and they lower blood pressure, because they regulate your breathing. You get that hug and it's like, it just calms you. You know, it's like falling into a hug. It's just telling them, you know what, I got you. It's okay. That kind.
Nice. But what makes those kind of hugs so special? What makes them special?
What makes them special is, you know what, we deal with so much crap throughout our lives on a daily basis. And just to, you know, be able to fall into that person's arms, all of that feeling at one time, that's what makes it so special, you know. And a lot of us don't get that. I mean, I get hugs from my kids, but y'all know I'm, as you say, quote unquote, single. So I don't get those kind of hugs. I give those kind of hugs to my children and to my friends if they really need like a shoulder or something. But I don't get them. I know what they're like, but I haven't felt that kind of hug in a long time. Yeah. And they're good. They're very good. They're therapeutic.
absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. Hugs are essential. Because when you think about, just think about, for those of you mothers who have carried a child in your womb for 9 months, 6 months, 6 to 9 months, whatever have you, you are giving that baby an internal hug every day. All of you is surrounded by that baby and just holding it there. So my God, that level of security, that level of comfort, oh man, there's so many different kinds of hugs, man. But you think about when you, I think about things like that, and you know, just try to understand, because I'll never know what that feels like. Hallelujah, thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll never know what that feels to carry a child.
Carrying a baby?
Carrying a baby.
Yeah.
You got that right. Never.
Look. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's you know what, even though it comes with a lot of irritations and some pains and stuff, you know, it's nothing like it in the world to have that little being growing inside of you and you feel that life well. Yeah, ain't nothing like it in the world. Nothing. It's beautiful. But now y'all men couldn't handle it.
Absolutely. Now that we've gotten the talking part of it out of the way, what piece did you bring for us tonight?
I just wrote something. I had to write it over a little bit because it started to sound kind of like a dissertation, but I got it. I call it That Touch.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Many hugs are better than not enough. Four hugs per day are actually recommended by most, just for survival. 8 for maintenance and 12 for growth. Touch. Touch is the first sense we experience and develop right out of the womb. Next to talking, it's the most powerful language. So hug me and let us meld into holding. Give me that touch that allows me to close my eyes and see that you're still here. I want to experience that touch that connects us all. That touch that is necessary to create and strengthen the bond between mother and child. That touch that boosts your confidence because it makes you feel safe and comforted and beautiful and loved. That touch that is so sought after by the deprived that they will do almost anything to get it. Everyone needs and deserves a hug. So again, I say, hug me and let us meld into holding and let's get peace.
Yes, yes, yes. Touch. Ooh, you made me want to reach out and touch somebody right now. I'll just have to hug my kids tonight, but I really enjoyed this piece. It was very sensual, very sensual. And there's, I think touch is one of the most important things because it's one of the first things that we have. Because as we're touching in the womb, we are touching.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for them test tube babies though. They ain't touching nobody.
Yeah.
In the lab. They don't even know what touch is.
Yeah, they let you know something ain't right with that shit. Why you ain't getting put all that? Yeah, something shouldn't be messed with, you know? But it is what it is. Yeah, that is all right. It is essential, just like you said. It makes a big difference in determining how we function as an adult as well. There are a lot of children that don't experience that bond throughout their childhood. Never. They've been rejected and abused and just pushed to the side. They've been shunned, and they don't know how to express it when they get older, you know, and
right.
They are looked upon as being cold. It isn't purposely done. It's just that's all they know. They've never experienced that. So touch, you know, it makes a big difference, a hell of a difference. It makes all the difference, actually, all the difference.
Indeed. Oof. Man. Now, La Perla Negra, before I send you over to those gentlemen who have been waiting for 2 weeks, they just want to disturb all my vibe with all these dirty looks. I'm not messing with them today. She'll be there when she get there. Period.
Okay. They know I'm coming.
Before you go sip on some of that fine imported champagne from Italy, can you let everyone know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
I sure can. All right, everybody, Saturday night at 9, I will be hosting with my esteemed co-host, Sam the Man Phillips, in Poetic Therapy. And y'all can come on in there and relieve some mental stress and some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. We had a Saturday night at 9. Monday night at 9. I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, For Real the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox. Essentially Johnny's, who does an awesome job on the event page. Man, y'all need to check it out when that night comes around, because she does. It's very entertaining. And she has it looking so beautiful and poetic. Now, second half of the show on Monday night, we have a segment called Pick Up Your Pen, and that helps you tap into your creative side. You get some phrases, and you get a certain amount of time within a song played to create a piece. And you'd be surprised what you come up with. We came up with some really, really good stuff. So y'all come on over there to the Soul Cafe on Monday nights at 9. I guarantee you'll enjoy yourself. Wednesday nights at 9, I am in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, we don't have a topic of discussion just yet, but my wheels are turning. I'm working on something for y'all. Y'all going to like it. Yeah. Y'all come on in there. Get caught up in the love zone on Wednesday nights at 9. And there you have it.
There you have it, y'all. There you have it. Whew. You said a mouthful. Now it's time for you to go get a handful. And whatever that may be, going over to that VIP lounge and I don't want to say entourage. I would just say that your servants are waiting.
Oh, I like that. That sounds dirty.
Boy, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the VIP lounge, La Pearl, La Negra, take your socks off.
What love, what mic.
Man, she gonna come through with that peace touch. Ooh, man, touch is definitely essential. Next artist on the mic, y'all, we have none other than Rain. Hey, darling, how are you?
Hey, Poetic, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm amazing. I'm rested now, so I feel like it's a whole new person.
Yes, I mean you're done with your world tour of the U.S. for now.
I am. Yes, for now. Yeah, that last little stretch wore me out. My body was not happy with me, so. But I am officially rested now.
So the body wasn't ready. The mind was ready, but the body wasn't ready.
I decided to drive 26 hours the last stretch with a 2-hour break in between when I had breakfast in Texas. So, yeah, that my body was like, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's all good.
Yeah,
I was just ready to get home. You know, when you're out there for too long, you're just kind of ready to get home.
And I tell you, if it wasn't for my son being in Baltimore, those trips would be a lot less back home, because I kind of feel like I've been away from Baltimore for 14 years.
Mm.
My family has yet to come visit. So,
you know what, man? I haven't lived, so with the exception of like 3 years, I moved back after my dad wasn't well. So I moved back like 2014, I think, and I left 2015, and I left in 2019, the very beginning of it. Anyway, I was there for like 3 years. I have not lived at home since I was 21 when I went in the military. And when I tell you, my dad in that time, now I'm 47 now, you know, we're the same age. So 21, 47, with the exception of those few years, my dad came to see me twice where I lived.
Wow.
My stepmom once, and the rest of my family's never been to where I live.
Wow. Yeah. I get it. I just... You know, kind of, and we get the same excuse, the old excuse, oh, that's too far for me to drive. I really don't want to drive that by myself. Yeah, okay. All right. Suit yourself. But enough about that, Rain. Enough about that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about hugs tonight. And I had pleasure of getting one of the most beautifulest hugs from Rain. Oh my gosh, it was like okay. I don't want to let go. I don't want to let go. You know how you never realize that you needed a hug until that right person hugged you. You're just like, yeah, I'm not letting go. That's how Rain's hug was, y'all. It was like that. It was like that.
But that's how your hugs are.
Really?
I don't
hug myself often, so I wouldn't know.
You know, the type of hugs that we give, and we give hugs with intention.
Yes. Oh, I like that. Ooh, I'm going to write that down. Hugs with intention.
Write it down.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, I mean, when you just, some people just, you know, whatever, they give a hug. But when you really, well, first of all, if you care about somebody and you want them to feel what it is that you're, so yeah, you
yes.
hug with intention.
That's it. I want you to feel all the love exuberating
yes.
from you.
Yeah.
I want you to feel it all. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's yeah. Mm. And you know what? Those kind of hugs are very therapeutic, as Danielle was talking about. That's a
mm-hmm.
therapeutic hug. It allows you to release some of that negative energy that you've been feeling. You know, you start to feel this happiness and yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mhm. Mm. See, I unfortunately missed your piece, but I read it, and I was like, okay, well, my hugs aren't passionate, and steamy, and whatever. But I read it. Your piece is beautiful. Unfortunately, I had not written anything right. So,
right
at I guess 8:59 your time. I sat down to. I finished it.
Okay.
So I went.
Okay.
I went back and I wrote. So so when I called in, I was like, all right, bet. It took me 15 minutes. This is really, really rough. But I was like, all right, bet. He should just be stopped playing music now. And I come in and Danielle talking about your piece. I was like, I missed it. Like, you normally play at least two songs.
See, I played three songs tonight.
Really? They must have been short. They must have been short. Because I came in at quarter after.
Chrisette Michelle's A Couple of Forevers. Maxwell's Whenever, Wherever, Whatever.
Are you showing out now?
Riley Lane's with Marry Me.
Oh,
now,
you really
now that song was that song was approximately 2 minutes and just under 3 minutes, so that therein lies the short of the song. But yeah, I've been vibing to that song ever since I heard it the other day. It's a different perspective because we always see the memes where the woman is proposing to a man, and most of us are like, oh, heck no, ain't a woman ever going to propose. But when you hear this song and how she puts it, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, okay, no woman better not ever say these kind of words to me, ever in life. But but I digress. I digress. So
that's funny.
Now that we've talked about your wonderful hugs, yeah, I'm gonna say it again. She gives some of the most amazing hugs.
You're gonna stop making me blush over here, but thank you.
I had to. Listen, y'all. I didn't get just one hug, but I got two. The first one was so good.
You got about four hugs.
See, I wasn't going to tell them all that. I'm just going to leave it at two. I ain't want them to get all jealous and be like, dang. And maybe I need to hug Ring, you know? I ain't want them to.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I mean, Danielle knows, for real knows, because they also have to, they know. But listen, there's nothing like a good hug. And some days you just need it. And it's something
I didn't
about
realize how much I did until this world tour. Yeah, hers
yeah.
too.
Oh yeah. My daughters, for some reason, they know exactly when I need to be hugged. They just come and just give
me beautiful.
Amazing hugs. And I'm like, dang. And my baby girl, she just hugged so tight. I just be holding it, just holding it, and I don't never want to let her go. And it's like, if I let go too soon, she's like, no, daddy, no. Pick me up. And I'm like, okay, baby, okay. So, yeah, different kind of hugs. But your kids know my boys. Yeah, my boys ain't trying to give me no hugs. They're like, what? Give me no hug. I give you a handshake of that. I ain't giving no hug.
Dad, you get a dap, Dad. Yeah. The children's hugs are definitely, they're so needed. That was probably the highlight of my trip, you know, obviously getting to children's hugs and their laughter, hands down.
Oh, yes.
Nothing compares to it. Nothing compares to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
My darling Rain, are you ready to embrace us and hug us with your peace?
Yes, I am.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you, love. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, saying, Joe, we all need love, even you. When will you allow someone in? Let someone really, really see you. You've spent decades pulling shards of shattered promises and vows from crevices hidden to the naked eye, watching as your pores bled tears as they recall how you emptied yourself into unworthy vessels, generously pouring until they overflowed and your well ran dry. Spent years building a wall so you could tend to wounds that you pretended never existed. Spent years taking cover, hiding from, running from anything that resembled someone taking an interest. There's an Anise Lin Nincote that says, And the day came when the risk to remain tight in the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. So perhaps it's time. Time to retire the hard shell, let someone feel the softness of your petals, smell the beauty of your full bloom. Time to trust someone to show you what genuine love feels like. Let them embrace you fully so you can melt into the place, into a place of comfort and healing and intimate connection. Let them fill your belly with laughter so you can remember what joy feels like. Let them hide their intentions in the corner of your smile and watch it spread wider across your face like a beautiful new horizon, like a new day filled with new possibilities. Let them show you that friendship is the foundation of love and that it does not come with confusion and games. Let them show you with directness that their words are what they are and mean exactly what falls from their lips. Let them remind you what genuine compliments feel like when delivered without ulterior motive. Let them come for you. And when they do, let them in. Your journey has been long. You've built a fortress around your heart. He will come equipped to tear it down with little effort. You'll know. Trust yourself. Take the chance with love, you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when he finds you, he'll pour all his love inside. Because we all need love, even you. That's right.
Yes, yes, yes. You definitely finished that piece. I love this piece, Rain. I love the conclusions that you were able to bring it to. This was a beautiful piece. It was beautiful when it was half finished. Now it's fully finished. It's even more beautifuler. Beautifuler? Okay, some of y'all didn't watch Frozen, clearly. Y'all would have got that. Y'all would have got that. Y'all sitting there like, what is he saying? Beautifuler? Beautifuler?
I have not seen Frozen, but I know the song. I know the song.
I got those. But I do. I love watching Frozen by myself. I just think it's a well done movie. I enjoy it, but it's more beautifuler. But and of course, LL Cool J happens to be my favorite rapper all time. So whenever someone
okay. Hits
any of his lyrics or his work in a piece, I pick up on it. And amazingly enough, that's when I saw him in concert in Baltimore, when he did perform that song and brought the bed out onto the stage. And
I had no idea.
That was like 87 maybe?
Oh wow.
87? It might have been 87.
Wow. Weren't we in middle school then?
Yeah, because I went to high school.
We were in middle school.
Yeah, we were in middle school. So, yeah, okay. So it was like 86, 87.
Wow.
And he did this because, as a matter of fact, that album was just about to be released. And he said, I'm going to do a song off this new album. And my aunt took me. She and I were pretty close in age, so we hung out a lot together. Thanks to my grandmother. You taking him with you. I don't care where y'all go, but he is going with you. I was like, Grandma, are you sending me to be a spy? I sure am. Dang. All right. But the way that you used it in your piece, so amazing. And it's a beautiful piece. I love it. I love it. Love it.
Thank you. It will be tweaked, I'm sure, between now and whenever it's actually finished, but that's what I got for now. You know that that's what I do, so.
I do. So, you owe me a piece now. You owe me a piece now.
I do.
That includes a line, hugs with intention. Yeah. You thought you were going to get away from that? No, ma'am.
You could always collab with me on it. I'm just saying.
That's fine. We can do that.
I'm not the only one that gives hugs with intention. Just saying.
Oh, shucks now. All right, we got to stop that because for real, was talking about get a room. I told him we had a room, but, you know, he just gave us a real funny look. It's whatever. But I'm going to send you over to the VIP lounge. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Send you over to the VIP lounge where you can get a glass of this Italian imported champagne. Well, he's here now. He's hearing me talk about it. It did cost a pretty penny, so enjoy it. Have as many glasses as you like. Y'all just make sure that I get a glass because usually when the champagne is really good, I'm like the last one to get any, and I'm the guy turning the bottle over and only a drop's coming out. So I ordered enough, but just by some
if it's the Moscato d'Asti by Rivada, it tastes like honey and peaches, so I want it all. I don't know if that can save you any. I don't know.
Well, there is the alternative. There is the alternative. If you don't save me any, I have to drink that last little bit from your lips.
So be careful.
Be careful. But
don't start with me,
now,
man. Send me over to the VIP.
I'm going to send you on over. But listen, Miss VIP is here looking around. But La Perla Negra is already in the VIP lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't promise that, you know, it's going to be, you know, you might like to watch. I mean, she say nothing be going on, but the security team always comes out with smiles on their faces and can't wait till the next show. So
I'll just pull out my camera. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Good idea. Okay. All right.
I voy her every now and then. Okay.
Every now and again. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right to do. Ladies
Thank
and gentlemen,
you,
on her
you.
Way. No, I appreciate you to the VIP lounge. We have Rain. One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
One love, one mic.
Man, did y'all hear Rain's piece? Did y'all hear that? Hugs. What is that? What does that mean to you? What do you think about when you think about hugs? Is it that church hug? Is it that motherly hug, that fatherly hug? Is it the one from your children? Or is it that hug that you just can't wait to receive at the end of your day because you've had a crazy day? That kind of hug that just says, baby, it's all right. I'm right here. I got you. What do you think about?
Almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's sure to entice my curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't add up. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a contradiction, and if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the distant, I'll be your water, and you're the perfect plan I never thought of. Chasing after you. Ooh, you're the sweetest dream, my incredible. Ooh, yeah, the sun's so bright, your eyes the light is blue. I can't help but stare at you. Don't stop your lips, the wind blows in my hair. Yeah, come closer, let
together, baby.
Ooh, ooh, daily, and ooh, my God. I'll be the sand, and you can be my desert water. Be alone together with you. Ladies and gentlemen, ooh, let me give you the Epiphany lineup for the remainder of the week. I'm sorry, the rest of next week, actually, since this is the last show of this week. There will be no Inspiration Factory tomorrow. However, we will return on Monday with the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Essentially, Janice running the event page, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. And then next Saturday will be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Next up on the mic, y'all, one half host of The Love Zone and host of Express Your Vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, she is none other than Miss VIP. Hey, darling.
Hello, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here.
Glad you're here. Glad you're here.
I had to sneak away.
Listen, she had to sneak away and talk about these hugs, y'all. Ooh. Hugs. Let's talk about it.
That's a nice subject.
Well, what say you?
What
kind of hug would you want to talk about?
Oh, my goodness. After college, I joined a church. And it was one of those Church of God in Christ churches. And
ooh,
not really anything wrong with them. Right. So anyway, right. So, but there was the first lady of the church. And I'm going to tell you something. She gave us a hug so good that instantly all was right with the world once that hug was done. She would just say, oh, come here. And she would just hug, and she would say, I love you, and so does the Lord. And once that hug was over, it seemed like all the problems of the world was just done. And I loved that kind of hug at the time. And then as I matured to be with someone, you know, with the opposite sex, hugs to me are like almost like kissing. They're very intimate. When I first meet someone and I hug you, then okay, it's like, hey, what's up? But when you see a person that you really vibe with, it's that kind of hug, like, you know. And sometimes it could just be cuddling on the couch, or you know what I'm saying, or just wanting to be skin to skin. And those are the kind of hugs I like. So those are the kind of hugs that just make me feel so safe and just secure, and I really love it. So those are the kind of hugs I like.
Nice. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, hugs are the key. Often when either one of my ex-wives would begin to a disagreement, my second ex-wife, she and I very rarely argued. I think that's probably what was a problem in our relationship. We barely argued. And I like a little bit of fire. I like a little bit of contesting, if you will. I like to be challenged, especially if you believe that I am wrong. As my partner, you most definitely should challenge. But whenever they got to a point where it was getting a little out of hand, I just grab him and just hug him and just like, oh, so you want me to stop talking? You want me to stop going back and forth with you? And, you know, and there's something about when you're going through trials and tribulations. And those hugs, when they're sincere, can be the most comforting. You know, so the first lady at my old church, she was like that too.
Mm-hmm.
She was a nurturer.
Right.
And
exactly.
Whenever something was going on, you know, she would just sense it and she would feel it. And one of those hugs would just make you just feel like everything's going to be okay. It doesn't matter what it is. Everything's going to be just fine.
Those were the best.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Oh, whew. Thank you. Thank you for reminding us of those type of hugs, Ms. VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've talked about
Absolutely.
It, what peace did you bring for us tonight?
You know what? in the rigmarole of being, you know, the grandma role, I didn't really bring a new piece, but I wrote a little something. It'll touch on it, but it's not the total subject.
Okay.
And it's untitled.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Thanks. I want you now. It doesn't matter how long we've known each other, no matter the miles. I just want to exchange energies, share a connection you'd never want to break. Let's get closer than close. Hold me to your chest, then turn to kiss me. Feel it, what emanates between us. I cannot express how much I need you. My body needs to feel you, just you, as mine. I have no time for games. Get to know me, as I want to know you. Can you take my hand, hold my heart, and put it next to yours? Or would you give me yours to have and to hold, never harming it? Because I don't want you to harm me. I yearn to say I love you, have it said back to me with feeling. Be my best friend. I yearn to know you inside and out. All we have is time and opportunity. So all I want to know is, do you want me to find out what I'm all about? I want to feel your energy, so come and hold me as the night comes, then hold me again as night turns into day. And that's that piece.
Oh, man. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Ooh. That was beautiful. That was.
Well, thank you, darling.
For an untitled piece, and it was a little on the short side. It's okay. It was one of those pieces where I didn't want you to stop. I wanted you to keep going, but.
Oh.
I understand.
Yes.
I'm glad you were able to step away from grandma mode to bless us with your presence.
Me too. I'm hiding in my mother's walk-in closet.
Okay. You in the closet,
yeah.
Like Frill and them doing when they be at work.
In the closet.
They be in the closet, but you in the closet. So,
right.
before I send you over to the VIP lounge. So you can see the shenanigans going over there. Rain's got her camera. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And Danielle is busy. Okay.
You know she's busy.
Right.
But let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Well, Wednesday evening with my salty diva, the Perla Negra, we are in the love zone. And we're going to have a very good session, I think. It's going to be good. So y'all just meet us there. And on alternate Fridays, I, along with Poetic, host Express Your Vibe. Okay? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. All right.
Well, that's it for me.
Grab your quick glass and stick around, okay?
All right. Cool. Thanks.
All right. One love, one might. Take your socks off, baby.
One love, one mic.
Man, it's VIP with that piece. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1 when you get here. Tonight, we're discussing hugs. Exactly what hug would you want to talk about tonight? I mean, in relationships, hugs are essential. Touch, being able to touch is essential.
I look too good, to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake,
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west.
I'm a
just take me to places I've never known. When no one else seems to be getting through, only you can tell what's going on. When I hear your name, put a smile up on my face. It don't matter the time or the place. You'll make it all better now. I could love you forever now. When I hear the sound, when I'm feeling down, ain't nobody else gotta be around for you to make it better now. Let me get myself together now. Let me sing my song. Don't wanna be alone. I know that when I listen, find what happened.
surprise. You said the same thing twice, and I'm not counting, but I wish I could see an end in sight. Oh, maybe we should take some time, cause nothing's coming out right, and I wanna see this side to eye. Cause not the fuss and all the fight, and the borderline crying, getting us closer to the finish line. Oh, girl, I know you're tired of this argument. Why don't we stick on it? Stick on it. Complicated, but your body's just the opposite. I wanna stick on it. To admit it, so why
would you take some time,
reanalyze all words
before we say?
I don't think all the fussing, all the fighting, all the borderline crying is gonna give us what we really need. Oh,
girl, I know you're tired of this argument. Why don't we sleep on it?
Sleep on it.
Sleep on it.
Sleep on it.
Complicated, but your mind.
DJ at Low.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy. To let the mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so back. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should have done. Should have walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, dying, begging, crying. Somebody need to pray for me. Dear God, if you're listening. Thought I was something, really something. In the end, who knew I'd end up with nothing. I was frontin', truly frontin'. Girl, I really can't be mad, I had it coming. Guess if I was half the man I know I am, I would be so good that even Oprah be jealous of you. It's like that, yeah, like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, I'm down here dying, begging, crying. Somebody ought to pray for me. I'm making you this promise right now. If you can do this one thing for me, I'll be the man that you want.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. What a nice music interlude to usher in this next artist on the mic who happens to be the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you none other than For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox. What it do, baby, baby?
Baby, baby, take your socks off, baby.
Yeah, take them off. Take them off.
Yeah,
what
all the way off. Going on, poetic man. Y'all all sappy up in here tonight, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, listen, man. It's something about these hugs, man. Hugs that do that to you, man. Hugs that bring out the sap in you. And then this view, man. He's some, man.
Yeah, man. Hugs are beautiful, man. Hugs are the precursor to life, man. Hugs are the precursor to everything. Any event, any meeting, any relationship, whether it be that of a parent to a friend, to a companion, you name it, to a lover, it's the precursor to everything, man. If you really don't have a hug in you, who are you? If you don't have a hug in you for someone in life, if you can't receive a hug from anyone in life, man, come on, a hug, bro, the human touch.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes. Man.
You know?
A hug a day to keep the doctors away.
Get the apple. There, for real.
The apple.
Get the apple.
But, nah, man, but right, though, man, you were so right, man. You know, the human touch is essential. I mean, we can't get no fireworks started without touching.
Yeah, those matches. Without touching those matches. Something got to put a spark to that. Man. But hugs are beautiful, man. It's very innocent. And they could be explicit, depending on what, you know, where you were at the time.
But you know what I mean?
But hugs, I think, are everything, man. From holding your child, you know, newborn baby, that hug of life, man. Hugs is everything, man. It's just something so sensuous. It don't cost a thing.
At all, man. At all. It don't cost a single thing. Just a small fraction of your energy to wrap your arms around somebody and just hold them tight and, man, just release all of the joy you want to them. And it's, man, it's such a wonderful feeling. Such a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, it is, man. Hugs, man. Hugs give. You ever been around somebody that was upset, angry, or saddened, or whatever? Some people try to force you. You try to give them a hug, and they try to push you off. But once you grip them up with that, man,
I need this. Ooh, hold me tight.
And it calms a person down, and they no longer struggle or fight. You know,
yeah.
It's just, man, it's a showing of love, man. You know, whatever level of love it is, showing that you care. It's care wrapped up in that, man. It's just a human thing. It's something unnamed that's human.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That makes us who we are as humans. I think animals even possess that. Because if you feel a certain way, if you have a pet, a dog maybe, or a cat, you know, they'll come up to you and snuggle up on you. A dog will hug you, get up on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I watched a lion hug a person, man. Man, listen, it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. This lady raised this lion since that lion was a cub from a baby, and somehow they got separated. But when she walked up to that cage, I just knew that lion was going to try to maul her. No, man, that lion reached through that cage, wrapped his arms, his paws around her, and just held her so close. And there was none of that anger that let me try to eat her. There was none of that. It was just love. Just love. You know? It was just pure love. Just pure love.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I've seen some of those videos like that. I've seen one where a child was left with a dog, and the baby. It was a baby, and the baby started crying, and the dog got up on the baby and snuggled with the baby. It was some cute little stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Man. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Baby, stop.
For real, coming here with that extra. He came in here with that extra sap, y'all. I mean that extra sap.
You know, that's what you know. I'm all about the sap, bro. I'm all about the sap. And just hearing everybody before me, you know, helped. You know, and some of that music that you was playing, that sappy ass music you was playing, bro.
ain't done yet, bro. I ain't done yet. I still got time.
I know you ain't. I know you ain't. I was going through my my archives, the archives of my sappiness and my poetry. And I couldn't find nothing on hugs. I have bits and pieces of things on touching someone, having that touch or that hug or something of that nature. But I really didn't have anything for this program tonight. So I had to go and think about Monday nights and what we do over there. And so I just picked up my pen and I just got something down. It ain't gonna be the greatest. But I just wanted to, express myself in some type of form. So I just picked up my pen, man, and I just jotted some things down. I'll take this piece later on and turn it into something, other than what it is tonight. But I'm just listening to everybody sharing that, man, and just hearing people share on the topic of hugging. It felt like, I was hugging life in itself, I was getting a little bit, I can feel it. I can feel the hugs through the miles. And shout out to Rain and my sisters of Epiphany Radio for the hugs that they give us on a daily basis, And even my Epiphany brothers, you know what I'm saying? Because a hug is that simple. Let's not make it something strange or crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The sharing of that energy. It's the sharing of energy, man, just reuniting a spark in someone. You never know who may need it. You may need it more than you know.
You know what's crazy, bro? I completely forgot that my hobby gave me the biggest bear hug when I seen him. We must have hugged for like, I don't know, man, maybe 3 minutes. Almost the length of reciting a piece, man.
Yeah.
But that embrace sense between brothers. It wasn't nothing awkward about it. It wasn't no funny feeling about it. It was just a genuine love hug from one brother to another, man. And that, man, I forgot about that hug, man.
Yeah, Mojave looked like he give out really good hugs. He's a big teddy bear looking guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With a real big smile on his face. He looks like he give out a great hug. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You were speaking on Rain giving her good hugs. I hugged her with every limb except for one. Wait a minute, that don't sound good. Let me clear that up. Okay, no, I wrapped my arms around her, and I threw my leg around her. And the one limb I spoke of was the other leg, okay, that I was standing on, or I would have been,
should have
had my full weight on her. Yeah,
right.
She's
right,
very
right,
soft.
Right.
And,
I said, ain't she soft?
Yeah, very soft.
I was like, my God.
And she lets out this little giggle like like the Pillsbury Doughboy a little bit. It's really, tender.
Right. Wow.
And the sound, that little bit of air comes out of her. Miss Pearlie gives out good hugs too, but every time I hug her, it's like, my man breasts get hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can't hold it for too long.
She can't hold it for
radiant
too long.
Yeah.
I understand. I understand.
You gotta let her go.
Yeah.
Same goes through it for Adrian as well. I've hugged Adrian. She's a little stiff in the beginning with her hugs. It's a little awkward, but you almost have to force yourself on her. She got that
church hug in her first, and then once she loosened up, it's like, okay. That's what it sounds like. You have to loosen her up
to the thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I can dig it. Now my bro,
right. She has a church hug about her.
She definitely got a church hug about her. I could tell. Now we want to hear what you jotted down, Mr. Pick Up Your Pen. That might be a new title for you too, Mr. Pick Up Your Pen.
No, that's your title, man. You're the king of picking up your pen. Plus, you cheat a lot. But
that's
debatable, man.
Umbrella.
Umbrella on me. Okay, we're gonna talk about the rules after the show, bro. Yeah, this, like I said, man, it's just writing stuff down. It's no real big, you know, masterpiece or nothing like that. I just wanted to, you know, be a part of what's going on and not be off topic like some people be.
Absolutely. The mic is yours, bro. The mic is yours.
This piece is called Oxytocin, if you can dig it. The release of it through touch, the closing of the eyes, that squeeze, that instant snapshot of the moment saved to memory. Oxytocin, the release of it, that love hormone, its release when we cuddle or bond. It's the reason why being hugged feels so good. It just brings upon the perfect vibe. Having that loved one in your arms, washing away the stains of yesterday's, welcoming in tomorrow. That human touch can be magical. It can heal you where you're scared or scarred, lift you when you're down, make one feel safe and protected from the dark. Hugs connect. Where there's no energy, the sharing of a hug can provide that necessary electricity. The taking of a deep breath right before the arms become outstretched. The anticipation all caught up, all up into one big embrace we call a hug. That simple sample of sharing love, maternal, paternal, romantical, from a friend or a companion. It's all love shared through that hug. Oxytocin, its release. When we cuddle or bind, it's the reason why being hugged feels so good. That right there, that vibe, that hug, that hug. Don't wait on it, shit. Take the initiative and hug it. Life, go on and give it a real big one. A group one involving everyone surrounding it. Make your circle big with that oxytocin. Bottle it, then share it, spread it thick and on purpose in the form of one great big hug. There are many, so many that could use one. Walk right up to them and pass them what you bottled. Crack it, shit. Crack it and just hug them with it, the bottle of that oxytocin, and then tell them that they never been hugged until Smeagol has hugged them. In peace.
Did you say Smeagol has hugged them?
Yes, sir. Me, I, me, them, us, yo. Mm-hmm.
Yo. Oxytocin. That's a nice word, bro. That's a nice word.
Yeah.
That's a nice word.
Yeah. That's what's released through the human touch when giving a hug, oxytocin.
Looking for real using them J-Rob type big words. Okay,
don't
bro.
Don't tell nobody.
Nah, man, but seriously, though, man, this scribe that you scribbled onto your notepad, man, these few words that you strung together to make it this beautiful thing. Thank you for that, man. Thank you for bringing the essence of you through your pen, through just you giving us a inked hug. Ooh, let me write that down.
Ink hug.
Inked hug. Good lines tonight. Good lines tonight. But that was awesome, bro. I can't wait to see what you turned it into more. Because when you spoke about touch, I know just from your work, touch is really important to you. You know,
just touch
altogether is important to you because, you know, when you think about the piece that I'm going to get to do, we talk about we kiss life together.
Yeah.
Think about the two lips, those lips touching, creating this energy, creating this aurora, if you will, of pleasantness.
Mm.
And when you say kissed life together, that represents an unbreakable bond. That represents an unbreakable union. That, listen, once we kiss, we're gonna tackle this thing together forever. So,
yeah.
So I appreciate it, bro. Yeah, I be dissecting your work, bro. I dissect your work, bro. I really do.
No, just hearing you talk about it, just, you know, I got this, something has happened in my head just now, made me think about something. And, you know, when you say, like, kissing life together, finding that someone that you can kiss life together, that you can hug life together with, that you can make love to life together with, man, it's just the most beautiful thing, man, you know, and it's simple. There's no charge on it, you know. It's just finding that one special person that you can do those things with, man, whether you're hugging them, kissing them, making love to them. You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's sharing in life, period. But, you know, a lot of us have to be reminded that we are still alive and we have life to live while it's in us. You know what I'm saying? While it's in us. Enjoy it. Partake in it. You know what I mean? That's what it's
right.
all about, man. I like
Absolutely.
Hearing you talk about that kiss on life, man. I like hearing you talk about it. I can't wait to hear you do that piece.
I can't wait either, bro. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Because you just trips me out with that. Yeah.
So let everybody know, brother, before we send you to the VIP section, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Hey, I sure will. Shabba-doo-dang-dang. Monday night, ladies and gentlemen, at Epiphany Radio. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, at Epiphany Radio, the Soul Cafe, Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Is it 9:30 or 9 o'clock? 9 o'clock. Hey, the Soul Cafe, where we get into some hip-hop, R&B, and some jazz, funk flavor, you know what I'm saying? It's open mic the first hour, the first half of the program. Second half is about some creativity, where we pick up our pen, I throw out some phrases, we create some pieces, we share in our creative writing process, and we have a lot of fun. You know, I'm just saying, come join us Monday night, and like I said, we have a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to seeing all you guys out there. You know what I'm saying?
Can't wait. Looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. Excited. Ooh. Now, my bro,
yes,
you got to
yes,
get
bro.
On over to the VIP lounge. Don't mind what Danielle is doing with the security team. Don't worry about that. Just stick around
hey,
and enjoy the show. Grab
I
your
still
glass
will,
that Italian champagne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I sure will, man. Y'all have a great night. I will continue to listen in. Should
Thank you, my baby brother.
Baby.
One love, one mic.
Yeah.
Peace.
One love, one mic.
Ain't nothing like the CEO coming through talking about hugs, man. Touch. Oh, man. I love it.
leave this hole gone. But funny, you're the broken one, but I'm the only one who needed saving. 'Cause when you never see the light, it's hard to know which one of us is caving. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me out the way I want you to stay.
Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're talking about these hugs. And a moment ago when I was just speaking with the CEO, I had mentioned that I had almost forgotten the hug that I got from Mojave this past weekend. So why don't we bring Mojave in right now? The Iron Man of Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Mojave. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, Brody? Hold on for 1 second. Hold on for 1 second. I got to mute for 1 second. Hold on.
Swift as a wind song. Sang the music of an honest bird. I waited for some contradiction, but truth was ringing in your every word. And every moment since then, but one thing I can tell is that I belong.
heavy burden on the banks of this river deep. Know that every piece of your past is always someplace safe with me. And there's no room for judgment. I want you as yourself, 'cause I belong with you and no one else. We have both been broken, bent into painful shape. Let those old fears carry over and get in our way. Every struggle just makes our love get stronger than it was yesterday. So here we are. Lucky we survived it all. Searching for self in separate rivers, ending up in the same waterfall. And when we're gray and wiser, story I will tell is that I belong.
Let's go back to Mojave. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening, Brody? What's happening?
What's happening, bro? How you feeling, man?
Ah, man, it's been a day of days, but we here. We here. We are here
yes,
on
are.
Doing
yes,
date night differently. Yes, indeed.
Yes,
we are.
Sir.
So,
indeed.
So I forgot. I didn't look at the question.
Right. There's no real question tonight, man. We are just talking about simply talking about hugs, bro. Just hugs.
Hugs. Oh man, that's a hug expert in that. I'm a hug expert.
Absolutely, man. So talk about it, man. What do you think about hugs, man? Do you have a favorite type of hug between, you know, all of the hugs that you've ever given? What are your thoughts, man?
I think the best type of hug is actually there's three types. Really, really three types. There's many different types, but the three main types of hugs for me is one, the I miss you hug. And that's the hug whereby both of my arms get under the two arms and I pull in close and my hands lock in and pull that person close. And I transfer
yes,
all that energy into the person. Really just
sir.
Tight, nice, good hug, right? There's the goodbye hug, and that's when the one arm goes over the shoulder, the other one goes under the other arm, and they lock, and your head is on the side, and you can give everybody this hug, you know, so you get it from your kids, because
right,
your kids will give you the hug. It's the wrap. I call it the wrap. That's the goodbye hug. You know, you feel like, give this energy, see you later. And then there's the glad I saw you, glad I met you. That's the hug that starts out, because it's a moving hug. So it starts out right around the waist. And then
right,
it goes around the waist and it wraps and slowly and pulls and tight. and you just give all that good energy right there. You just feel it. It's tight, snug. Yeah, right. And this is you should always give this hug when you are smelling your absolute fantastic best, because the person that you're hugging will put their face into the corner, the space between your neck and your ear, right? And you should smell good. You should have enough of your cologne right there, because when they smell it, they're going to sniff it. They go, oh, my God.
Right.
Ah, it's going to be good. It's good.
Yes, sir.
And as you move the hands up, you know, and then it's like a little cradle and a pull, and then they smell you. They go, and then you hug them, and then right now that's when you hit them with that meditation, that you hit them
right,
with the,
right,
easy,
right.
It's easy. You know what I'm saying? It's good. And you hit them with the own, you know. So it becomes moving meditation. It's good stuff. Transfer good energy, all that good stuff, and they smell you, smell good, and they go, And then you pull back, and when you pull back, you smile.
Right. Absolutely.
Give good eye language. Eye language is important after a good hug like that. You got to get the good eye language. Now, if the eyes are closed and they lean forward, that means they want to kiss you. So, you know, be prepared for that too. But, you know, depending on y'all. Now, if you're in some place by yourself, you know, you're in the house or something, you're near a hotel room, you know, something bad might happen. But if it happens, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm just kidding.
I feel you, bro. I love it, man. I love it, man. I appreciate you, man, for coming through and talking about hugs with us, man. And I was just telling everybody before you got here that, you know, you gave me one of the biggest hugs, man.
Nah, man. I was so happy to see you, bro. I was so.
Hey, man,
see,
that's exactly.
Oh yeah, and there's the good. That's the good, bro. I gave you the good bro hug. Like I gave you the.
Because
because you stuck your head in the door. I was like, what the hell? What the hell? Man, you see, I hopped up and ran
right
over.
Right,
I was
right,
like, man,
right, right. Absolutely.
Man.
It was amazing, man. It was, you know. It was just amazing energy, man. That hug exchange was amazing energy, man. And I needed that one too.
Man, you gotta hug your bros, man. You gotta hug your bros. It's important.
Absolutely. That's
important. Like, you know, I remember J Rob came with me to the bus. He put me on the bus, and I know people like I hug my family. So I know some people, you know, might be like, ah, and I was like, you know, because people are stupid, they question everything. They was like, oh,
right.
Why are these two grown-ass men hugging each other? Nigga, because we family. This is what the fuck we do. Shut the fuck up. Sit your ass down someplace.
Absolutely.
Sorry, hit the curse on your show. But, you know, you got to cuss people out because they be just on dumb stuff. They be like, yo, it is completely, yeah. And I'm like, yo, if you, listen, you can hug, like men can hug. They can hug. They can show love. It's important. You know, a lot of people, they didn't get hugs growing up. A lot of people, you know. And so if you have the ability and your heart is open enough to hug people, man, hug them people, man.
Hugs make
the difference, man. Hug them.
Right.
It makes so much of a difference. Like, my son, he's been killing me since I got back. This dude, he literally pushes my arms open. He's like, get these out the way. I'm in here. Give my hug. I'm sitting there like, this dude is hugging me crazy. I was like,
nice.
Yo. And then, he literally said, you know what he said to me? He said, I feel safer with you here. That's what he said.
Wow.
I said, wow. Yeah. I said, wow. This dude. And it's crazy because when he gets scared, I'm the first person he finds, man. That's nuts to me. You know, like, it's.
Wow, that's amazing, bro.
But, you know.
That's amazing.
You know, but you got hugging. Like, I hug my sons. I hug my sons, man. I hug on them. I kiss my sons on the forehead. I don't be caring, man, because they mine.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They mine. That's right.
He's
that's
mine.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They mine. Right. You know who don't like hugs? My daughter. My daughter hates hugs. She don't want you to hug her. She don't want you. She's like,
wow.
Dude. She'd be like, ah, don't hug me. Get away from me. I'm like, yo. I'm like, come on, baby girl. Nah, I don't want to hug you. I want to hug you. And, you know? I was like, yo, stop being a thug,
no
man.
She's
no thugging it out, bro. Yo, I was trying to talk to her the other day. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't want to talk to you. I was like, really? This is what we doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I was talking to my son earlier. I said, you know, and it's funny because I was like, man, I said, you know, he's on me about my health all the time. So he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you get your gym membership yet? Did you such and such? And right, and so, you know, because I was telling them, I was like, yo, I got to move, blah, blah, blah. I don't have access to this no more, so I got to go get a regular membership. So he's like, you get your membership yet? You get it yet?
Wow. That's what's up, man.
He says, you know me. I told him he's being real black. I was like, you're being real black right now. You gotta stop, man. So I need some, you know, give me some, you know, light skin privilege, bro. Come on, help me out. Anyway, no,
I like the way you did that.
I slid it in there. You gotta hug your people, man. You gotta hug your people. Like I got hugs for people, man. I'd be like, man, listen, let me give you this hug. Come here, let me do this. You know. Like, even, you know, I tried to meet everybody that I saw that came to, I tried to meet them with hugs, except for Big Bang, because he blocks out the sun, you know.
Yeah. He's a pretty big dude.
That's a big boy. But after he got off the thing, I had to grab him. I had to pull him down and grab him. I had to give him the forehead hug. You know the forehead hug? That's when you push your forehead to forehead and you talk to him. You're like, yo, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, I said, this is all I wanted for you. This is what I wanted for you. I wanted you to come here and rock it like that. You know,
yes,
and
sir.
It was funny because he'd been running around super happy, man. And that's the thing. You hug people, man. Hugging, it is one of the greatest gifts you can give to somebody. You know,
indeed.
Because hugs
indeed.
Give you know.
And it don't cost nothing, man. It don't cost
nothing,
man.
Nothing. You got to say it like that. How much it costs you? Nothing.
Nothing.
You know, you gotta be
put a smile on
you know,
my
so.
Face, man. Just hug them. I'm a hugger, man. I love
Wait,
hugging
what?
People. I do, man. I love hugging people.
For real. Because, you know, man, I know I got a super special, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, ferocious, precocious hug. And I'm gonna put on somebody. I'm gonna put this hug on somebody. I'm gonna just put it on them. I'm gonna do the P. Diddy. Take that. Let me
take
stop.
That, take that.
Anyway.
Take that. I know, man. That's what's
no,
up, man.
That's what's up. I'm telling you.
Appreciate
hugs,
you, bro.
Hugs, you know, well, security, everything else. Thank you.
Man.
All right. So what are we doing? I'm out. I'm out of here.
No. You got peace, bro. No, what?
I want to do peace, man.
This is a poetry show. Yes,
man,
you have to do a piece.
Sitting here telling me I got to do a piece. I thought I was sliding off into the sunset.
Man. No, man. No, not at all. I can't let you go like that. No. No, the people expect to hear Mojave spit a poem. You come in. Your mic is open. You talking. Yeah, now it's time for you to demonstrate. Demonstrate the artistry of Mojave. That's what we want to hear now.
I'm a artist. Who said I was an artist, man? Who said that? Why y'all lying to these people, man? Don't try to tell them I'm an artist, an artiste.
Whatever, bro.
All right.
The mic is.
So I'm not even, man. I'm not even gonna do. I'm gonna do something real. Let me see what I got over here. Oh wait a second. Okay. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. The thought of your smile lingered on my mind. Your lips so divine spoke knowledge sweet as we engaged in intelligent feats of exchange. The familiar exchange of emotional intention that did not feel strange, it was warm. I felt this new energy invade me, conscious and competent, elegant and confident. I found myself falling into your character, the radiance. An inner shine made me inclined to play Neo Soul during our talk. And I say I was iPod dating you, checking your feels, your taste in music, your creative style. And though you were hundreds of miles away, I felt that I was sitting next to you on that day. My mind implores me to want to discover more, to mine the diamonds of your mind, to gather, interpret data, missing the sweetness of your ore. I think I found you, gold, undiscovered. Of what was lost, we recovered. A find of riches of untold measure. I think of how your speak gave my thoughts pleasure. Light opens from a dark unaware. The effort of beauty come from the inside. I hope I fed the seeds of your awareness. Well, you made my heart swell, and I could see your walls slowly coming down. I can tell. Poem.
Indeed, bro, indeed. See them walls coming down, man, and then you give her that big old hug, man. That, whoop, man, listen, listen.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, artist? I ain't trying to hear that, bro. You're definitely an artist, man. That was a dope piece, man. Dope, dope piece, my hobby.
Hey,
I love every
you,
minute of
sir,
it, bro.
Thank you.
Nah, man,
thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us, esteemed brethren.
Thank you, brethren. I appreciate that, sir.
You gotta figure out where
J-Rob is, because I was looking at the thing. I was like, he made it sound real light. Oh, you know, I'm just going to go over here, blah, 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 such and such. I look at the picture. I said, this ain't going someplace and making it real light, man.
Right.
He'd be super understating things. Oh, you know, it's just something, a little something over here, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, J-Rob, there's a stage with big lights behind you. There's people in this crowd. What are you talking about? Oh, you know, because, you know, it's not, you know, you know how he is.
Exactly. So. Now, bro, now, let everybody know what you got going on next Tuesday, bro.
All right, next Tuesday, we have War Council. We're going to be talking about some controversial subjects that are coming up, although I don't know all of them and what they're happening. But you know what I do know? The Tuesday that follows will be Fly Speak. And I will tell you that I got a special guest that is going to be super duper dope. And I got Red Riding Hood. And I swear, if you go on Instagram and find this person, you won't be sorry. Beautiful, dope, hellified poetry. Yikes. Crazy.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be real nutty. You know, we're going to invite people. We're going to do some things. It's going to be some stuff. And then I think I might run this this other show following that called the Call Out. So it's a show where you're allowed to do poetry to call out the people that you either, you know, you like, you want to get with, you want to get around, you want to. It's all done in love. You gotta do the deep things in life. So, you know, you can call them out.
Okay.
Call them out with a poem. Call them out. Poem, be like, yeah, this poem is dedicated to you. It'd be something like the Usher song. The song is like, to you. Love you, son.
That's what's up. I love it, man. Well, man, you got to get over to that VIP lounge, man. Grab you a glass of this Italian imported champagne, bro. And,
B, you know I'll be there, man. You drink fancy. Van Metals drinks fancy. He drinks like a light-skinned man. That's the problem. Man, I'm going to get over there, and I'm just going to find something real cold, real tropical fruity with rum in it, and some type of pineapple and some cherries, and I'm going to be good. I'm going to sip on that for a little bit. So that's what I'm going to get. You can have that fine Italian,
right,
you know. You know, give you headaches and wake up the next day and you don't know who you are. I don't want that.
It don't do me like that. If it do y'all like that, I'm sorry. But it just don't do me like.
All right. And just for the record, good people, if Van Metals orders pizza for me and him, it's for me and him. And we love y'all, but it's for us. It's not for nobody
else. It's for us.
Right. When the food come in the door, it doesn't mean it's not the gravy chain. We
not community. It's not community.
The Chow Bell.
It's not community.
It's not a community thing. We want to enjoy the pizza. We want to have at least two or three slices a piece before we decide. Let us eat first. Come on. We're not greedy. You know, we're not greedy. It's not like we're struggling. It's just we just want to eat the pizza. That's all we want to do.
Right. That's all we want to do.
We love you, though. We
love
you
immensely.
We love you.
Immensely.
Immensely, we love you. We mail you. I'm just
and telling
bro, you.
But
I tell
you, when I pulled out the wings, but did you notice when I put out the wings, they just went like hot cakes. Like, wait.
Yeah, give me those. Give me those wings.
But all right, bro.
All right.
Stick around. Enjoy the remainder of the show, man. One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our bro, Mojave. Check them out this coming Tuesday, War Council. Man, this has been a dynamic show. I thank y'all so much for coming through, hanging out with me and talking about these hugs, man. Man, I feel like I need a hug right now. I need a hug right now. I might go. I'm gonna have to go snatch up one of my sons, see if I can get a hug. They don't know it's coming. You know, boys, when they get to 12, 13, 14, 15, you know, they don't want to be. They don't want to be hugging. They don't want to do that. My 25-year-old son, he barely want a hug. But I'm gonna go snatch me up a hug. Make sure y'all go get some hugs too. And we'll catch y'all not tomorrow night. Remember, there's no Inspiration Factory tomorrow night. We'll see you on Monday with the Soul Cafe with For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Johnny's running the event page, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Can't wait to see y'all there. One love, one mic. Peace. Have a great evening.